From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Renewed clashes at Israeli-Palestinian holy site. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed Thursday outside a revered holy site in the Old City within Jerusalem after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it installed there earlier this month. It is not clear what precipitated the latest clashes, but AP reports that Palestinians threw rocks at Israeli police, who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets as they were stationed at the gates to the site. According to the Palestinian Red Crescent, at least 37 Palestinians were hurt in the confrontation, including some who were hit by the rubber bullets or beaten. Several of those suffered broken bones, according to the group. The clashes arose after Muslim leaders in Jerusalem gave permission for their worshippers to re-enter the site, which they had been boycotting over the increased security measures. According to Human Rights Watch, an Iraqi army division trained by the U.S. military allegedly assassinated several dozen prisoners in the final days of battle to recapture Mosul's old city from Islamic State. Now, the rights group, in a report issued Thursday, is urging the U.S. to end support for the Iraqi Army's 16th Division, pending a probe into what it believes are war crimes. A watchdog said the alleged executions were witnessed by two international observers who said that they saw a group of Iraqi soldiers take four naked men down an alley and then they heard gunshots. The observers said the soldiers informed them the prisoners were ISIS fighters. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.